2000, speeding has killed a classroom of our children. Shame on you. You can never control the consequences if you speed.
That's the latest DOE road safety advert. You heard an extract from there. If you've seen the ad, what do you think of it? 0845955678 shows a driver racing along a country road before flipping his vehicle over a hedge and landing on top of a class of youngsters who are on a school trip. And it depicts the fact that the equivalent of a classroom of children have lost their lives as a result of speeding since 2000. The ad has already had over 1.5 million hits on YouTube, but some have said that it's too shocking for TV. Now, what do you think, particularly if you've seen it? 0845955678. Is it too much, or do we need the shock factor to get the message across? I suppose that's the question this morning. Joined by commentators Brendan Mulgrew and Lata Sharma. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So Brendan, is this what we need, do you feel? The shock factor to get the message out there?
I think, Joel, that in producing such an ad, I think there's a balance which has to be struck between imagery which is arresting enough to grab attention, but also engaging or accessible enough to keep people on board. And I have to admit that when those ads come on TV, I very quickly reach for the remote control, and I don't want my kids seeing images as explicitly or gratuitously graphic as the one which I did watch last night in preparation for today's show. I wouldn't want them seeing it. I would switch off news reports which show violent death, and I wouldn't let them watch 18 films or play games with that level of violence in them. I think the balance has not been struck in this case.
You think it's too much, do you?
I do think it's too much, and I have to say I've spoken to a number of people yesterday and today, all of whom have said the same thing. They reach for the remote control when this ad comes on, and therefore I think it misses the point and misses the audience.
Has it overstepped the mark, Lata? I mean, there's no point if Brendan's saying people are going to lift their remote control and not watch it.
You know, I completely understand where Brendan's coming from. I mean, I personally don't like to see those things as well, but I think it's down to the watershed time, and as long as the people who are watching after that particular time are able to drive, then...
Yeah, but Brendan's still watching after that time, and he's even switching off.
Well, you know, I appreciate that, but that's very much a personal choice for him. I mean, the whole point of adverts like this is about learning a lesson to help people in our society come close to understanding the horrors of what can happen really to any of us. But really, if you're talking about, you know, the fact that one-fifth of accidents and crashes are by young drivers, I think it's important that young drivers appreciate that these are the consequences. Now, there's a girl called Sophie Morgan who's a campaigner, and at 17 years old, she was paralysed 6 months after passing her driving test. She was in a car accident and broke her back. And one of the most amazing things that I learnt from her is that... I never realised this, but the brain actually only learns to evaluate risk, and that part of your brain isn't fully developed until you're around the age of 25, generally speaking. Really, these sort of adverts are there to just make us... We become very emotionally detached when we get into a car. You know, it's a piece of steel. We get into it every day, and for some reason, we emotionally detach ourselves from the consequences of the terrible things that can happen. And, Brendan, I completely agree with you. There are horrific things that happen, but we're very fortunate we live in a world and in our society here where our children are lucky enough to have a lot of pleasures in society.
I don't mean to cut you off, Lad. I know how you both I know you're both regulars in terms of the program. You know how things work, and I know you'll appreciate this because I want to give Eddie, who's just actually contacted the program, a bit of time here as much as possible, because Eddie, you live with what happens and the horrors of the repercussions of what can happen as a result of speed and an accident coming to your very door. Tell us your story, Eddie, and thanks for getting in touch this morning.
Not a problem. No, say that one day I was talking to my son at 1:05 on a Saturday, and 25 minutes later he was dead, killed in a car crash due to speed. And, you know, it's all right for people out there to say, you know, this is too graphic and this is too... Do you know, when it hits home and you realise that somebody's not there anymore, I don't know if you've been listening to news lately, like there's between 29 and 30 people killed in the roads since Christmas year. Mm. Now you put 29 or 30 people in a room and all of a sudden they're not there. That's a lot of lives destroyed out there, you know.
30 families, when you think
30,
of it that
30
way.
Families, at least 30 families. And then the wider, you know, the friends, you know, my young boy's friends are probably still suffering a bit, you know, that ran about with them. And, you know, you know, you have you know, it comes up to his birthday, it comes up near Christmas. You have to live with it all the time. You maybe hear a car or a motorbike that he used to have coming beside you. This here, it might not be nice to look at, but if it stops somebody getting killed or makes them think of what they're doing on the road.
Agree.
You know,
Joel, I think what Eddie's account is heartbreaking, and I actually think as well that the 20th families referenced in the ad, I feel sorry for those family members who are going to see this ad on TV as well. It'll bring right back into their living rooms the fact that the child was killed. But I do think, Eddie, is there not a more targeted way? We know the demographics. We know that it tends to be younger male drivers who have recently passed the tech. Are we in schools talking about 5th years, lower 6 years, 6 years? Are we in FE colleges?
The adverts will be shown there then, won't they?
Yeah, but this blanketed, I think the blanket approach then is not targeted enough. I don't think it's specific enough.
But it's after a watershed, and I think that's where the DOE have been very responsible. I mean, we really do have to understand that this is about the drivers, and if you're old enough to drive, you're old enough to understand. You need to be faced
with
the horrors of the consequences. These adverts have to be on a loop in order to embed it into our consciousness. You know, the think twice, think once, think twice, think bike advert was brilliant for saving the lives of, you know, hundreds of motorcyclists. You've got the clunk click every trip with saved lives of passengers and drivers and children sitting in the back seat. So these things have to be on a loop. Once you get into society and you want to be part of that adult world, you have to face up to certain ugliness that can happen to you.
And I guess, Eddie, what you're saying this morning is that, you know, no matter how horrible it is to look at, you can never show it often enough, and it's never going to be as horrible as the reality, if that accident happens to you and your family in the last minute, as we have in the programme here.
That's correct. I mean, say, you know, I actually taxi drive here, and some of the driving we see in the roads here, you know, that's shocking. You know, I met a fella yesterday on one of the roads there overtaking two cars coming towards me. Speed flying, maybe 90 mile an hour and a 60 mile an hour bit of road, you know.
Yeah.
This is on our society out here, you know. No, they can't show it graphic enough for me, I think.
Eddie, appreciate you getting in touch with us this morning.
No problem.
Thanks a lot. Thanks also to Lada and also to Brendan.